And welcome back in. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck, joined in studio by Randy DePriest and James Feltner. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
As I really hope that both of you had a very Merry Christmas. James, did you do anything? Did you travel out of town or did you have everybody come to you?
Went to Russellville, Arkansas.
How about that? There you go. So did you see some family, friends?
Yes, we did. We had a great time.
Oh, great stuff. And Randy, did you stay in town or did you head elsewhere? Excuse me.
We just got in last evening from Austin, Texas. My son and his family live there, and so part of our family went down there. We had Christmas in Austin.
Awesome. Are you originally from Texas?
No. Missouri. Southwest Missouri.
Okay. So not too far from this area anyhow. So, well, gentlemen, joining us here this morning to talk a little bit about, coming up next year. You guys have got quite a few dates to keep in mind as well, as we've got some non-denominational services, which says it's designed to unite the people of God and ignite the passion for God. So I guess we'll just kind of start behind the, inspiration behind these events as well. I know within that one sentence, you could probably see where it's at, but, is this an event that's been going on for some time? Is this kind of the first time that you're putting it on? And again, where did that inspiration come?
Well, I guess I could answer that. We have felt, and I say we, as there's six area pastors and churches that are on this team that we've assembled, and I've just felt like that as God's people are unified, there really is only one body of Christ that the Bible talks about, that greater things can happen. And when we come together, and actually the Bible says the ones who seek me will find me, humble themselves and pray, and then we come together and lay down denominational banners and the things like that, and we just actually invite the Lord to come and do what he wants to do with the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're calling this the outpouring, and there is, like I say, a team of six of us now, area churches and pastors of those that was going to come together and seek God. And there is a forecast of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we believe this is a time and a place for it.
Awesome. Great. Okay. Got to love the, inspiration behind that as well. As that's Randy DePriest speaking there with First Assembly of God. Now with the Emmanuel Chapel down in South Coffeyville is Reverend James Feltner. James, how did you get involved with this? Did you kind of get the phone call and say, yes, I'm all about this and was on board with the project?
Well, the Lord put this in my heart several years ago, and I've kept it sort of back in my heart, but brought it forward. The scripture says, in the last days, I will pour my spirit out upon all flesh, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we believe that one of the greatest outpourings of the Holy Spirit is going to be right here in Coffeyville, Kansas. And we call it the Coffeyville Outpouring. And all the churches coming together, all the pastors coming together for two great thrust into the harvest. And one is for God's people to get to repent and get their hearts right with him, and then look at the harvest. And let's get men, women, boys, and girls brought into the kingdom of God.
Great. Great. You got to love the acceptance factor that comes along with that, because in reality, we are all humans and God loves us all equally, and it's up to us to do the same.
Yes.
We have to love each other equally as well. So you got to appreciate the inspiration behind it and kind of your guys' goal. So, well, let's hear about, when these are. It looks like you guys have got a couple of things within the first quarter even, but it says the first Sunday night at 6 o'clock of each month is when these events will be held. So I guess we'll just go ahead and start with the first one. I can't believe I'm saying this, but January is coming up. Man, 2018
yes.
just flew by us. That was crazy. But January is your first one coming up. Explain a little bit where that one's happening and who we can expect to hear from.
Well, we're hosting the first one at First Assembly of God. And by the way, I mentioned six pastors, six churches on a team, but we want everyone to know they're welcome, invited. Please come, past all the rest of the pastors. It's just hard to organize everybody because there's a lot of churches around here, but we hope these services will do just that. The first one's at First Assembly of God on 1504 West 8th here in Coffeyville. The guest speaker, Pastor Pearlie Wilson, and her husband Gary, Pastor, what's her name? St. John's Church of Faith. And so the model of these is not come and hear the pastor preach in his own pulpit. The model is that you'll always have a guest speaker in the pulpit. We move the location each month. So with half a dozen churches, we have 12 venues the first Sunday night of every month. I'm asking pastors to set, like we've done, set their Sunday night service aside and participate and go somewhere. Let's gather together and dedicate that first Sunday night of each month to our community, to our families, to our homes, to our schools, to our it's about the community. And so we hope that it spreads. South Coffeyville is certainly involved. We've got other churches that are interested, even from Bartlesville, I know, planning on coming and attending. We want to know this is not about us. It's about the King, Jesus, and it's about his agent, the Holy Spirit, and see what he wants to do and help us all.
Yeah. Well, you know, was kind of at the beginning of this, because, James, you had mentioned, like, this was an idea I had back in the, you know, back 5-6 years ago, and finally it's come across, and I'm all on board. Was that kind of how everybody was with this, or was it kind of a little bit difficult to inch towards everybody, you know, giving up that that nightly Sunday service to get to this? Because in reality, you know, you're right. It is about the one celebration of God and Jesus, and at the end of the day, we could do that together, but was it a difficult process getting it to there?
Actually, no.
Nice.
I felt like the Lord invited me, gave me some instructions during a prayer meeting to call two pastors. One of them was Pastor James, and the other one was Pastor Darren Brown, who's on this team as well. That morning, Thursday morning, when I was going to contact both of them, one of them shows up, Pastor Brown shows up at my church. Never been there before. Thought he was coming for a whole nother reason. And I said, this is interesting. But God is orchestrating this. So I just, as we gather together and pray and hear from him and move forward in his direction, it's going to be good. But so far, we haven't even begun this yet, except the planning. But the kindred spirit is really there among the everyone we've talked to about this.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, it's, I'm sure, both from, you know, the inspiration standpoint and then the connection, it's, it all comes back to that one entity, and it is God, or Jesus. And
yes,
and you guys found a connection in that way, and you got to love that you guys are putting this together, the outpouring as well. What a great word to kind of describe it all as well. So I guess we'll just kind of look through the first quarter of it, whether it's Randy, James, whoever, which are some dates that we can write down. It says the first one is on the 6th at the First Assembly of God. Looks like we got our first Sunday in February is the 3rd, and then March as well. So either of those, just give us the information there, James.
Well, February 3rd will be at St. John's Church of Faith. And the guest speaker, of course, it'll be James Feltner, myself. And that's at 604 East 4th Street. And the number is 6-2-0-2-5-1-1929. And they're great pastors over there, Brother and Sister Pearly Wilson. And we're looking forward to be there with them.
Yeah, great. Great stuff. And then it says the Emmanuel Chapel, I believe, is you guys will be the host there on March 3rd with,
yes,
Pastor Gary Close officiating there, well, being there on the speaking side of things. So it you had mentioned a number here. So does that mean that there needs to be reservations made, or is it kind of come one, come all, we've got room for you, or do you kind of need you need to know how many people are coming in beforehand?
It's come one, come all, and we will, you know, deal with the situation as they arise. If there's a seating, you know, hey, I hope we do have standing room in some cases. And, you know, our heart is that this should grow, and that maybe even grow into an annual event where we have the stadium or something reserved with some top bands and national speakers, possibly. We don't know what God's going to do. We just know that we're lighting a match and starting a fire here, and we're just going to, yes, let God do what he wants to do.
Yeah, he can do such inspirational things. And as you had mentioned, just the collection of these, you know, pastors, reverends, everybody involved with the church now, the collection of the people has to follow. And who knows? I mean, maybe we run out of seating room. Maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe it's more known as a good thing as well. But
yes,
also, something to digress off of that as well. There's going to be, I'm sure, a lot of families out there listening as well, with a lot of young ones, very little yes. ones. As it says right down here that there is a child care provider.
Yes.
That's correct. That's correct.
Cool. So is it more like a just, will it be like a daycare, or will someone just?
It'll be a, I can speak for the first month for sure. There'll be a children's church event going on simultaneously. In another area of the building at Coffeyville First Assembly. Yes. And we are committed, even through our church and Brother Feldner's church, to provide child care every month for these. We don't know all the ins and outs of all the details of that, but we will be providing that because we believe it's important that our parents can worship and our children can worship together and enjoy their atmosphere as well. And so it'll be great. Brother James, would you remind him of some of the other churches? There's three of them listed on there that are committed to hosting these as well.
The other one is
Church of God in Christ.
Church of God in Christ, and there are several of the churches.
Church of God with David Darren Brown, which I mentioned
yes,
already.
Yes.
And then the Word of Faith.
Word of Faith
with Pastor Gary Close. And so
we're having several pastors from in a 40-mile radius that we've invited to come, and a lot of people's coming from Bartlesville. We believe that this is going to be one of the greatest outpourings that Coffeyville has ever experienced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it sounds already inspiring. Obviously, you know, like you had said, it's kind of progressing as it goes. We're taking our steps, you know, slowly but confidently with it. We definitely know that it's going to be something that's popular and not looked for. And it's great to hear that not only are you getting, you know, people here in Coffeyville, but also surrounding areas as well to be a part of this, because I mean, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's about, you know, loving one another, whether it's you know, belief or not, that you believe on the same respect. So it comes
absolutely
down, comes down to
there
that.
there is one faith and one life. And I also wanted to mention another pastor on our team, Pastor Melvin Simpson.
Yes.
And his wife
is
also part of this team. There will be many others as time goes on. We just needed a place to start and a group that had the same spirit and same heart to believe in the moving of God's Spirit and that He wanted to, He came to save and to heal, you know, and to deliver.
Yep.
And so God is all about that business, and we're just workers in the harvest field. Going to join, lock arms and shoulders, and work together on these occasions. And so we're excited about it.
It's truly inspirational. It really is. Now, it says we've got a couple of numbers here that I would assume probably goes to the church, but maybe someone has, you know, a question or a concern or a comment about the event, and they really need to get it answered. Who should they call? Should they contact either you two or maybe their own local church? But even with that, they don't really know if they're involved within the outpouring. So who would probably be the best place to go for all any and all questions to be asked?
Well, we certainly would feel those willingly, those questions, in myself or Brother Feltner's church. Ours in Coffeyville, 620-251-0230. Brother Feltner, what is your phone number over there?
479-970-9072.
All right, great stuff. Again, with those two numbers, and you know, you had mentioned a couple of others, churches as well. So if you heard your church's name on the list, then it'll be a pretty easy list to narrow down who to call with that. So again, a very inspirational night, whether it's Randy or James there. Before we lose you here, again, let's give the information to the listeners of the first event, where it's at, and what we can expect at that first event coming up on the 6th.
Well, there is going to be a concerted of worship also. There is a Facebook page now that has been set up for people that are interested in working with worship for these events. And so, but worship will start, it's going to start, the meetings are going to start at 6 p.m. You can expect prayer, worship, the Word of God preached, and even afterwards of this particular one, we'll have a little fellowship time afterwards, maybe some soft drinks and dessert or something like that before they go home. So we hope that people can connect and just make some new friends. But 6 p.m. on January 6th is where we kick it off. And just come expecting, and just come and relax and be welcome in the house of God.
Yeah. And gentlemen, good luck again on a truly inspirational event. I really have no fears that it's not going to be a success out of it as well, because obviously you guys got the calling, and many others will as well. So that's coming up on the 6th of January there. Again, we got Randy DePriest and James Feltner in studio with us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Randy, James, thanks so much, gentlemen.
Hey, God bless. Thank you.
The Mighty 690 KGGF.